The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Los Angeles has reinstated its controversial no bail policy after a class action lawsuit. We're going to talk a bit about that with former DA Steve Cooley, who's joining us right now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's always good to speak with you, Larry. And with respect to the court-ordered zero bail policy with respect to a whole array of criminal cases, one can only say that this is the latest chapter in the longstanding attack on bail as an institution and a part of the criminal justice system.
Yeah. The other side suggests if you don't have resources, then you're not getting an equal access to justice. You're going to be locked up even though you haven't been proven guilty yet before your trial, whereas the other person who's got the resources gets out. Your reaction?
Well, an individual has a constitutional right to reasonable bail, and courts can make that decision at the arraignment. But interestingly, and something that's not been addressed in all the commentary on this, is that someone who's arrested shortly after their arrest has access to reach out to the on-call bail commissioner and seek a deviation of their bail to a lower amount than that set by the Superior Court's bail schedule, or even get an OR. So I don't think that salutary aspect of the Superior Court's bail system has even been mentioned in all the conversation back and forth.
What does this do to safety in our already struggling communities? I mean, I know they're saying for the most egregious allegations they're not going to apply this, but to everything else, to thefts, to other crimes, I mean, this is not a good thing for those of us who want to live in this area of the country, is it?
No, because people that, for one reason or another, are in because they violated criminal statutes, are oriented towards committing crimes in many cases. And the fact that they will have they will truly have something at stake motivating them to make future court appearances might slow them down in terms of their potential criminal activity. What's really going to be affected here is the quality of life in the neighborhoods. Between Gascon not filing a whole array of misdemeanors and this zero bail policy, letting individuals out immediately after they are arrested on a citation, is going to substantially decrease quality of life in our communities. So you have a 1-2 punch, Gascon and this judge's decision.
Mm-hmm. You remember the 14 smash and grab robbery suspects? We're looking back a year or two ago. Here's a story from December 3rd of 2021. And the headline is, California's zero bail policy sets free 14 smash and grab robbery suspects, LAPD chief says. This is an article from the Fox News website. I mean, that's ridiculous. The people we see who violently smash windows, come in, grab things and take them. Well, what is the purpose of letting those people walk freely among us? Your thought.
Well, the only purpose I can think of is it's virtue signaling by progressive DAs like Gascon, who really have no experience in the real criminal justice system. They operate on their ideology, not based upon any real, true, meaningful experience. I can only say that the bail system, as it is, has its goal set forth in the penal code.
Yeah.
And that is to assure that person is present at future court proceedings. And, of course, public safety is also a factor.
Yeah.
Why not just follow the law that it exists and quit trying to degrade it, which has been done in various quarters, state legislature, Prop 25, which was defeated handily by the voters. Just stop it for a minute with all your progressive stuff and listen to the voters who voted to keep the bail system.
Yeah. The voters don't matter. If you notice that, it seems more and more voters can say one thing, but all it takes is a slew of judges to come through and say, ah, we're stepping on somebody's constitutional freedoms. Let's toss it out. It's gone. Now, in this particular case with the 14 smash and grab, the argument is they are suspects. They are not committed and haven't been tried at the time, and therefore the weight of the law has to balance that out.
Well, you say judges step on it. I don't think that's true. I think this judge stepped on it, and other judges are probably rolling their eyes, asking themselves, why is someone with only civil experience as an attorney and only civil experience as a judge ruling in such an important motion in something that involves the criminal justice system? So I don't think most judges even agree with this decision. I think they would like to see the historic system in place so they can do their job and decide on an appropriate amount of bail based upon relevant circumstances set forth in the penal code.
Yeah. As we watch these stories develop and people put back out on the streets suspects, how do citizens reclaim their communities? How do they get them back? I mean, you have seen attempts at recalls fall by the wayside. You have seen stories out of New York where there is somebody on a subway who's, you know, threatening people, and a retired military person holds them in a chokehold, takes 50 minutes for police to get there, the individual dies, and now they're looking at, you know, charging that guy. I mean, it seems like our world is upside down. How do we reclaim that?
Well, you're right. The world is upside down because there are prosecutors out there elected by the people who are not true prosecutors, who are not representing the people's best interest when it comes to public safety. We have Gascon. You have that individual back in New York you just referenced. And several others that are the so-called, quote, Soros DAs throughout the country who would rather impose their ideology and philosophy rather than just follow the law. They are out of control. It is upside down. So here's the answer. First of all, the second recall effort against Gascon is very much alive and well and in the courts awaiting a trial. And then the other alternative backup when it comes to Gascon is vote him out of office. Put him out.
Yeah, and the voters have the power to do that. I mean, I fear, though, that Angelenos don't follow the news. I mean, I don't want to say that, but it seems like there's a disconnect here. Your reaction?
I'm aware of several polls that indicate the public is very well aware of George Gascon and rejects him soundly. They despise him in many instances, and other instances they just know he's not doing his job as a prosecutor for them. I predict his demise is forthcoming. It may be by recall after a judicial decision authorizing a recall vote, or it could be in the primary election, which is set for March of 2024.
Yeah. There's another story. I'm not sure I didn't tell you about it before I called you, but I've been reading it, scratching my head, the story about L.A. County moving 300 youth out of juvenile halls. Have you had a chance to see how our juvenile hall system is coming under criticism, that state regulators gave L.A. County, you know, a couple of months to move roughly 300 youth out of its two troubled juvenile halls? Are they going to be back on the streets? Is that what we're going to do with people?
I think you'll see a significant reduction in juveniles who are being detained in county facilities. But this problem, which is a very serious problem, can be laid at the feet of the LA County Board of Supervisors. The current board and previous boards who neglected this problem for decades.
In other words, they didn't build facilities also, or maintain them or what?
And the current board is also neglecting their responsibility to provide adequate jails as part of the criminal justice system. So the Board of Supervisors, blame them.
Yeah. And is it they don't want to spend the money or they're fundamentally opposed and they want to get them out of the system? Because all you're going to end up with is a bunch of lawsuits about their care as the attorneys get a hold of this. And we, the taxpayers, will be paying out millions, if not billions. Your reaction?
Well, I don't know whether their gross negligence when it comes to juvenile and adult incarceration is because they philosophically want individuals out as part of the decarceration movement, or it's a matter of they don't want to spend the money. In other words, they do not have their priorities right. They want to spend the money on other stuff. And quite frankly, you and I know some of the other stuff is pure wasteful junk.
One more topic real quick, throwing at you, just if you want to comment or not. There's a story about how sheriff's deputies are told that they must take photographs of tattoos on their legs and submit them. Have you seen this story?
I have seen that story. ALADS, the sheriff's deputies union for the rank and file, is appealing that order, which came from the inspector general and then the current elected sheriff. I think that it is very important to appeal that because of the First Amendment issues involved, the invasion of privacy issues that are involved, and quite frankly, maybe an overreaction to the fact that someone is wearing a tattoo. Military officers, whom we praise today significantly, have had over the years tattoos. A tattoo per se does not mean someone is a gang member, a bad guy, a criminal, or anything else. I think that is it's almost an overreaction to something that is otherwise quite explainable and not going to achieve anything at the end of the day.
All right, Steve Cooley, former L.A. County D.A., thank you for weighing in on these topics. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Larry. Bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.